sentence is a sentence which is made up of at least one main clause and one or more subordinate clauses. I believe you still remember our lesson on clauses, main clauses and subordinate clauses. So a couplet sentence is made up of at least one main clause and one or more subordinate clauses. The subordinate clause is usually joined to the main clause by a subordinating conjunction, like although, because, before, when, if, as, after, unless, why. While the main clause usually comes before the subordinate clause, sometimes the subordinate clause comes first. The main clause usually comes before the subordinate clause, then sometimes it can come, the subordinate clause can come first. Remember that the main clause can stand on its own and make sense, while the subordinate clause cannot make sense without the main clause. It relies on the main clause. That's why it's only called dependent clause. Why the main clause is called an independent clause. For example of a complex sentence, she danced while he washed. Here we have one main clause and one subordinate clause. The main clause is that she danced, while the subordinate clause is while he washed, which is joined with he washed, which is joined with the subordinate conjunction why. From the statement why he washed, all of them are subordinate clause. Then another example, they arrived when she was sleeping. They arrived when she was sleeping. They arrived, main clause, when she was sleeping, subordinate clause. She fell asleep because she was tired. She fell asleep because she was tired. Main clause, she fell asleep because she was tired, subordinate clause. She goes wherever he goes. She goes wherever he goes. She goes, main clause, wherever he goes, subordinate clause. I hate to disappoint you. I hate to disappoint you. I hate to disappoint you. Okay. In the examples we have mentioned above, the main clause express a complete thought and are independent. You can stand on it in their own. That's what we mean by independent. In contrast, the subordinate clauses depend on the main clause in order to express a complete word thought. They cannot stand on their own without the word main clause. That is why they are called dependent clause, just as I said before. So, what are we trying to explain? Our lesson today centers on three types of sentence, that is sentence according to what structure formation, how sentences are formed. We identify the first one as simple sentence, that is a sentence that expresses just a single thought and has one clause and one final verb. And the second one is a word compound sentence. That is a type of sentence that expresses two or more thoughts, has two or more clauses, and two or more finite verbs that can be joined together by coordinating conjunctions as, like, and, but, and, of. Or other words like either, neither, to. And we went to explain when each of these conjunctions and those words that can be used to lead in the clauses to make a compound sentence can be used in joining them. Then the last one, complex sentence, we talked about is a type of sentence that has at least one main clause and one or more subordinate clause. That is the only one that has subordinate clause. Other words are named clauses. First one, one clause. Second one, two clauses. And the other one, this one, one main clause and one or more subordinate clauses. And this calls for the use of subordinating conjunctions, although, because, before, when, if, as, after, unless, why. Thank you. This is the end of our today's lesson. Remember, it is types of sentences according to structure. Thank you.